Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 46.
Thank you for listening and watching to Table Talk, and thank you very much. And we've been on the course the last several weeks talking about courage. We need courage. We don't need people that just have an opinion. Yeah, it's amazing how many people have an opinion, and it's so diverse. This is right, that is wrong. Well, if I was in that job, I'd do this, I'd do that. Oh, my goodness. You never know what you would do in that job until you get the job. And even when we talk politics, if I was the governor, if I were the president, if I was the secretary of state, if I was this and if I was that, I'd know exactly what I'd do. But when you get into that power position and you have opposition flying in your face 24/7, you might be making some decisions that they're making that maybe normally you wouldn't make. And so we have to be so careful saying, this is what I would do because I have courage and strength. Well, at the kitchen table, that's pretty easy. But out of the firing line, it's just a whole lot different. I'm going to share with you from the scripture of Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 and 10, that gives us strength right in the middle of whatever you're going through. You need the courage of God, the courage of Almighty God in your life. And so he begins that verse, verse 10 of chapter 41 of the book of Isaiah. Fear not, because I am with thee. Have you ever practiced self-talk? I mean, it's okay. Because at least when you're talking to yourself, you know that you got to have, number one, a listening ear. Number two, you're going to give yourself good advice. When you talk to somebody else, you might not hear what you want to hear. But when you talk to yourself, oh, yeah, you're going to go right on down the line and you're going to agree with yourself most of the time. But here he says, fear not, I am with thee, and do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Once in a while, you got to get up and get in the mirror and point your finger at yourself and say, hey, you, I'm talking to you. And then read the scripture. I will not fear. I will have courage. You know, in our church, and by the way, we're in the chapel of our ministry, Christ Chapel, along with Feeding the Nations, and we do different things, different kinds of ministries. But we're in the chapel right now. But in church some time ago, I said to our folks, sometimes you just have to get up, and maybe every single morning, I don't know, but say to yourself, you're anointed. You can do it. God has not abandoned you. He is for you. He is not against you. Because for a lot of folks, nobody is saying that into your life. And for a lot of you, maybe you're all by yourself in your faith. Even in your own home. Even in your own home, you might be all by yourself with your faith. And so who's going to say it if you don't say it? So sometimes it has to be you. And so you have to look in the mirror and say to yourself, Spirit of the Lord God's upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to bless those that need blessing, heal those that need to be healing, save those that need to be saving. And you just need to give yourself a pep talk every single day. You know, the Bible talks about that, talks about David doing it. David said, I had to encourage myself in the Lord. Why? Well, if you remember, King Saul was after his hide. I mean, he wanted him dead. And this wasn't the king that was after him. It was the king plus his armies. Plus his warriors were looking for that rascal named David. And so the Bible tells us that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. So it's not uncommon at all. So maybe you need to do the same thing. And so the word says, don't fear. Don't fear. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Whew. Boy, that's a good word. I will give strength to your mind, strength to your body. It begins with strength to your spirit. I will help you. The word says, yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Wow, what a powerful verse. And I pray that today, you'll grab a hold of that. Maybe there's something you're going through right now, while I'm speaking to you. You're going through something that is bigger than you, bigger than you are. And you need to say, wait a minute, I will not fear. I will not be dismayed, because God is with me, and he will strengthen me, and he will help me, and he will uphold me with the right hand of his righteousness. And so I'm not in this battle all by myself. If God be for me, who can be against me? And if I were you, I wouldn't say that one time a day. I'd say it all day long. I'd say it 1,000 times a day if I needed to, saying, you know what? If God be for me, who could be against me? If God be for me, I'm healed. If God be for me, I'm well. If God be for me, I've got a great job. If God be for me, I got a good car. It might not be running right now, but God's going to help me to get it to running. And you just need to have that little talk with yourself and base it on the Word of the living God, and know that he is for you and not against you. When you get that settled way down deep in your spirit, then you're going to have the courage of a lion. The courage of a lion. And that's what you need to do to live in this day and age. I want to thank you once again for watching and listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe, and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.